getting rebounds like Charles Barkley, snatching his damn.
Shoot the J. Shoot it!
He was getting rebounds like Charles Barkley, snatching his damn.
Shoot the J. Shoot it!
He was getting rebounds like Charles Barkley, snatching his damn.
Shoot the J.
He was getting rebounds like Charles Barkley, snatching his damn.
Shoot the J.
What's going on, guys? Shoot the J podcast here. I'm your host, Jay Jenkins. I'm digging the vibes. I'm digging everything. It's going to be a dope show. We're just a couple moments away from game one of the NBA Finals. I'm hype. I can tell you're hype too. Let's get into some things I want to talk about before the finals start. First off, the Toronto Raptors, their first time in the NBA Finals is dope. Kyle Lowry is celebrating because he knows he's about to get cooked by Steph. So that's all in all, that's going to be interesting. But let's talk about the big picture first. First off, hop off the Kawhi train if you wasn't with it before. I do not like that joint. Grinds my gears, yo. Everybody, Max Kellerman. All you Facebook analysts, all you sports guys who swear you know sports and don't know anything, hop off the Kawhi train. Y'all talking about he Jordan now. Doc Rivers talking about he's the closest thing to Jordan. Y'all talking about he the best player in the league. Slow your roll. As long as Kevin Durant and LeBron James are in the league, Kawhi Leonard will always come third. Don't get me wrong. He should have been MVP this year, but he missed too many games. It is what it is. You can go back to one of my very first posts this season. I'm not saying it because I'm on the train. I said it before the season started. Zero games in. I said barring any injury or if he misses any excessive time, Kawhi Leonard's my MVP. So he could have did it, but, you know, what is it? Load management that the Raptors did. They got them a healthy Kawhi now. Granted, cool. But hop off the train if you wasn't with it from the beginning. Like, stop the madness. Now, with all that being said, we saw what Kawhi Leonard did to LeBron James at a very tender age of 21. He was able to shut him down, clamp him up. This is a smarter Kawhi, an even better offensively gifted Kawhi, an even better defensively gifted Kawhi. Like, this is a, like, I feel like in this series, because I was talking to a bunch of people about it, talked to my manager, you know, because he works in basketball. Like, he's a basketball head, so he kind of knows. Talked to some people at ESPN, some people at the NBA. I'm like, yo, like, what do you guys really think, you know, is what's the over-under for how many games you think they can win? Some people think they can win a series. Other people have it going to six. I'm going to tell you my prediction. Now, I have the Warriors in six. And that's not to, you know, be funny, because I put up a post on Facebook not too long ago. I said, as long as the Raptors take care of home court advantage, the Warriors will win in six. You know, if they don't, then it'll be sooner, obviously. But like I said, if the Eagles can beat the Patriots, and no one had the Feagles or the Sheagles or the whatever they are beating the Patriots at all. Like, that was a foregone conclusion. Like, we didn't think anything of it. We thought the Patriots had it down pat. So for them to lose to the Eagles, anything is possible. Now with the Raptors lineups, because, you know, by position doesn't really tell you the full story, because the Raptors, I think, have a better bench, which is crazy. They have a better bench than the Warriors. Now, do they have championship pedigree on that bench? No. The Warriors have people who've played in a championship. They have people who've watched in championship. They have people who collected a championship jersey at the end. They have people who held the trophy but didn't play. But it's a healthy, you know, consistent feel on that team. Now, when you go starters, you got Steph versus Lowry. We all know that's one-sided. We have Klay versus Danny Green. Now, Klay is definitely the better player. But the intangibles we're missing are that Danny Green has a championship. Danny Green was a Ray Allen three away from being the NBA Finals MVP. So, you know, like, he has that. Now, he's been in a slump, don't get me wrong, but he has that championship pedigree behind him. So him and Klay, they don't cancel each other out. But Klay is a dynamic defender, and he can go off. Same thing Danny Green. Now, he hasn't shown that, you know, during the playoffs, but he's hit some timely baskets. But what the Raptors will need from him is him to be able to guard Steph, Klay, Iggy, you know, like to give Klay a break so he doesn't have to guard those three main guys. So at the three, we have, I want to say, would Iggy start? Yeah, so Iggy's been starting with Kevin Durant out. So we obviously know Kawhi over Iggy. That's easy. We have Siakam and Green. Now that's going to be a key matchup there because Green can do everything on both ends of the floor, but he doesn't really score that well. Siakam, he's ferocious on the boards and he'll go get you a bucket. But defensively, it's like he can stop people, but he's not really Draymond Green. So it's like, you know, you give Draymond Green the edge on defense, but you give Siakam the edge on offense. So now it's kind of like, well, if this guy's better at defense and this guy's better at offense, it's like, yeah, they kind of cancel each other out. Because, like, Siakam's not going to stop him, but he's not going to let, you know, Green get whatever he wants. Green could possibly put the clamps on Siakam, but if that's my better defender, I think I want to throw him on Kawhi sometimes. I think I want to throw him on, you know, Lowry so I can have him help off. You know, so that one kind of threw me for a loop. Like, obviously, Draymond Green's, like, the superior defender. But as far as matchup-wise, Siakam is going to get you a bucket. Doesn't matter who's on him. Now, he'll struggle a little bit, but he'll definitely get you a bucket. Now, the main concern I have here. Now, obviously, it's been stated that DeMarcus Cousins has been activated for game one. Now, how long will he play? What's his workload? We'll see. Steve Kerr might start him just as a diversion to kind of be like, oh, well, we weren't prepping for DeMarcus to be ready. So, maybe. But at the five, you have Marcus Gasol, DeMarcus Cousins. DeMarcus Cousins obviously holding another planet. Like, when he's healthy, he's obviously the better big. As of right now, I'm giving the edge to Marcus Gasol because he's played a couple of games. He's in a rhythm. He hasn't had to watch from the bench. He hasn't had to, you know, rehab. Like, he's been in games-type situations. So, I'll give him that edge. But Kevin Looney can obviously replace, you know, DeMarcus Cousins and give him that oomph on defense or whatever like that. It's this small ball lineup that I'm nervous about because now Marcus Gasol becomes irrelevant. Now, if they try and go small ball and the Raptors match the Warriors or the Raptors, you know, stick to their guns, stay big, and that works for them, now they have to, you know, match up. And that's where the Raptors, you know, kind of benefit. But if not, I feel like the best thing for the Raptors is to have a lineup of Kyle Lowry, Danny Green, Kawhi Leonard, Pascal Siakam, and Serge Ibaka. That's the perfect small ball lineup. They can switch on everything. And Serge Ibaka has proven that he's an elite perimeter defender and interior defender. He's learned how to spot up and hit threes now, so the offense and the defense won't skip a beat. Like, that's kind of ideal for them. So I think from that perspective, it works. Now, with everything I just said, you would think, hey, John, you're probably leaning towards the Raptors to, you know, steal the series. No, I still like the Warriors because of, you know, just where they've been. Kevin Durant could possibly come back game three, so do I think the Raptors have a different, you know, mindset than the Blazers? And who else did they play without? Who else did they play without KD? I feel like, maybe they did. Nah, I feel like they played two series back to back without KD. Who knows? But I just know, you know, the Blazers were always up and they let the lead slip away. The Raptors were on the other end of it where the Bucks are up and then they had to come back. So it's like when you know what it takes to, you know, come back and have to do things like that, it's like, all right, like I'm not going to fall into the same traps that the Blazers fell in. If I'm up big, I'm playing slow. If I'm up big, I'm not turning the ball over because, you know, the Warriors can go on a 9-0 run in less than a minute. And you're like, damn, where'd that lead go? So I feel like the Raptors have the team where it's like, all right, they'll play smarter with the lead. They won't, you know, try and force it. They won't, you know, they'll allow the game to continue to come to them. The Blazers, they kind of panicked. It was like, all right, we're up big on the Warriors. Let's step on the next. And it's like, you have to step on the next with the Warriors, but it's like, if you miss with being aggressive, then it comes to bite you in you know, in the rear end, because it's like, all right, well, that's not your game, man. You gotta do it on both ends of the floor. So, but even with that whole spiel I just went on, even with that whole rant, like I said, I gotta have the Warriors in six. It's one of those things where you can't go against them. But at the same time, I'm like every other fan in the world. I want to see the Raptors pull off the upset. I want to see, you know, I just want to see the Warriors be challenged. You know, like that's my main thing. Like if they can be challenged, I'm all with it. If not, then it's like, well, this was fun. So yeah, now I'm remembering they played the Rockets without KD. So yeah, I'm just like, you know, like those are the main things about it. Like the Raptors have a player on their team, a player with the mentality where it's like, yo, if we're up on them, let's stay on them, but let's not, you know, ease up on defense. Let's not turn the ball over. Cause that's all it is with the Warriors. Granted, they'll knock down some threes in their freelance offense. Granted, they'll get some fast break points. But once they start causing turnovers and once they start, you know, making you play a faster game than what you're accustomed to, that's when they get back in the game. And that's when they make you realize, all right, this is not what I anticipated, you know. So I think those are here are the three things that the Raptors have to do in order to keep it, you know, keep it a finals, make it competitive. One, you got to feature, you know, someone else besides Kawhi. Like Kawhi's going to get his. Like there's from watching his game evolve and from watching him being guarded by Giannis and still do what he was able to do, there's no one on the Warriors who I have confidence where it's like, yeah, like he'll stop him. If you can get past the Greek Freak, you can get past anybody. And I mean anybody. There was times where he was being guarded by Ben Simmons, who's lengthy. You're being guarded by Joel Embiid. He's lengthy. Like, if you can get past those three guys where that's where most of the elite defenders are in the East, then it's like, hey, there's nothing. Like, there's nothing else that – there's no one else on the West team who you'll be facing who will be more difficult. You win against Jimmy Butler. You win against Giannis Antetokounmpo. You win against Ben Simmons. You win against Joel Embiid. Like, these are some top – elite defenders on each level. Like, who's the hardest guy Steph had to go against? Chris Paul, and that was here and there. Damian Lillard, who Steph Curry made look like a G leaguer. Like, trust me, getting Kawhi involved is going to be big, but having an X factor, aka Danny Green or Siakam, being those guys. Number two, do not turn the ball over. We know what GS Dub is about. They get the turnovers and they either shrink leads or they build leads. So that's a key thing. A key thing. Make sure to not turn the ball over. Now, granted, you're probably like, yo, John, duh, that's with anything. But I've seen numerous times when the Warriors led games in turnovers and they still won the game. So they can turn the ball over. It is what it is. You don't turn the ball over and then it'll work in your favor. Number three, take advantage of home court. I've been talking to a lot of people and them fact checking themselves, they're just like, yeah, man, how are the Raptors going to win game one and game two in Golden State? Like, that's a tough place to play. Excuse me, genius. The Raptors have home court advantage. So as like I said, as long as they take care of home court advantage, without the jokes, if they can take care of home court advantage, go up 2-0. I think that's enough confidence for them to be like, all right, let's try and steal one on the road. If we can't, it's all good. We'll go back 2-2. That'll be fine. But in all actuality, that's what they need. Like, they need the event. Because how many times has Golden State gone on the road and made and played there as if they were in the Oracle? Like, playing on the road does not faze them at all. Like, they kill any and everybody in their arena, in your arena, on a neutral arena, it doesn't matter. So the Raptors have to take advantage of home court and those are the three things that they need. So don't turn the ball over. Get someone else besides Kawhi involved. Now, it'd be typical to be like, oh, Kyle Lowry, but with the responsibility of him having to guard Steph, and then if he can't guard Steph, he'll be guarding like Draymond. Like, he'll be guarding players where it's like, damn, like, all right, he's obviously going to be exhausted on the offensive end. So, You need players like Siakam or Danny Green to step up. And the last one, take advantage of home court. If they do those three things, they should be able to make competitive. And once you make it competitive against the Warriors, then you have a chance. It's that simple. But the Warriors going in as a favorite right now. I really want to put some bread on the Raptors. You know, one of those just-in-case type things, like when Holly Holmes beat Ronda Rousey, he was like, damn, I should have put some money on that. So, kind of want to do that. My prediction was Warriors in six. I don't think Steph is going to win the Finals MVP again, because it's just not his thing. It's not going to happen. So, he'll have four rings and no Finals MVPs. Yikes. So those are my, predictions for Raptors, Warriors. You can definitely let me know what you think in the comments below for the show. Once again, subscribe, like, follow me on Instagram at Shoot the J Podcast, or you can follow my personal Instagram at @_JAYZ. Make sure to like, subscribe, and rate Shoot the J Podcast. When we come back, I know it's the day of the finals. It's big. As you know, it's the main happening thing. But I just want to talk about the debacle in LA, the debacle in Houston, because they have a problem. And you know, I got to hit you with some Knicks talk. So when we come back, I'm going to hit on all those. And definitely going to be a good show. I'll be tuned in to game one. But yeah, keep it locked to Shoot the J Podcast. Welcome back, guys, to Shoot the J Podcast. I'm your host, Jay Jenkins. I gave you my predictions for the NBA Finals. We're finally here. Two teams, one championship. The six versus the dubs, man. Like, it's crazy. Like, I'm enjoying this. Like, we about to get some fire Drake album coming out because the Raptors made the finals. If they win the chip, I can only imagine what's going to happen. Kawhi Leonard doing this. Who knows if he's coming, if he's leaving Toronto afterwards. Kevin Durant still is not going to play the first two games. So who knows what's going on with him leaving there. Like, if the Warriors win a chip, should he stay? Should he go? It obviously means they don't need you if they do. But if they don't, it shows how important you are, which means you can get more bread on the free agent market. The Warriors have a problem. They don't have a problem because they didn't find us. But afterwards, they got to worry about signing Draymond and Klay Thompson. So it's just a lot going on. But let's first talk about the dumpster. They're a dumpster fire. I'll say it. The dumpster fire that is the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, obviously, after Magic Johnson did his radio tour on First Take and Undisputed and all these places, basically throwing Rob Pelinka under the bus and talking about how he didn't feel like he had the power he needed in LA, or he didn't feel respected and he wanted to go back to his own life and he wants to talk to free agents without getting, fined for tampering. He obviously didn't take his job seriously. If you either play for the Lakers or coach for the Lakers, you're a terrible GM, minus Jerry West. I'm just like, what's going on in LA? Because the Clippers is fine. So it's obviously that other team in LA that's embarrassing. Now, it's come out that, Kobe Bryant was obviously mad that he was, included in the Rob Pelinka with his fake story, RIP Heath Ledger. Like, how are you going to make up a story about The Dark Knight? One of the greatest movies of all time. How are you just going to talk about, Kobe Bryant had dinner with Heath Ledger to see how he locked in? Obviously, he was already locked into a coffin, so it's not like he was able to talk to him. Like, come on, Rob, why are you lying? There's no reason to lie. You could have keep it 100. I don't know, but yeah, it's like they got all this going on over there. Houston had reported yesterday that everybody on that team is green light. You can have whoever you want, as long as his name doesn't end with Harden and start with James. Everybody's available. Now, there is speculation that Chris Paul and his dusty contract could go to LA. So now you got Chris Paul with LeBron James. LeBron James finally playing with a point guard who he wants to play with under a coach that, well, he didn't really pick, but if you know Frank Vogel, like, Frank Vogel's a tough guy, but, you know, we all know LeBron James and how he deals with coaches, in air quotation marks. So you'll get Chris Paul, you get that terrible contract, maybe sign Melo. D-Wade's not coming out of retirement. So everybody who keeps trying to say it's going to be the four of them on Lakers for the Banana Boat team, no. Because one, that was supposed to be, the Knicks were supposed to have the Banana Boat team, and Chris Paul took that crazy contract. So I see the Rockets moving Chris Paul, don't get me wrong. But I also see him moving Clint Capella, because he doesn't know how to shut the hell up. He asked for it. He said, I can't wait for the Warriors. I want the Warriors. And you see what the Warriors did to you. They killed y'all. So, yeah. A lot of people, I mean, I thought P.J. Tucker would probably be on the market too, but he's kind of been the ideal 3-and-D guy that they need. Undersized, which is his only problem. But I think pieces like you know, Eric Gordon. Eric Gordon can, you know, do what he can do. I mean, barring an injury, like, he's a very good, like, two-piece. But I'm just, you know, Chris Paul has been, I don't want to call it his fall from grace, because that's kind of like people who get caught up in scandals and things like that. But Chris Paul hasn't been the elite point guard that we've known to, you know, love and appreciate. Like, this guy is just not, he's not the old him. And that's okay. Like, Father Time does that to you. He was very, very extremely passive in the Western Conference Finals. And we're used to an attacking, making the defense think Chris Paul. And James Harden did not get that. So at this point, like Daryl Morey said, everybody's free game. You can have whoever. I don't put it past the Lakers to be like, hey, like, you know, we have Lonzo. Why not make that trade? You feel me? Like, you know, like, they'll have the money to do so. And with that, they can still sign a key free agent. I think they should, yeah. Well, yeah, they should be able to sign, like, one more piece or make a trade for a piece. Now, I don't know if they include that fourth pick when they're trading for Chris Paul. We'll see. I doubt it. But if they just want to get the contract off their hands, the Rockets will probably take anything at this point. So, we'll see. But yeah, I don't, you know, rule out the Lakers. I'm not sure where else Chris Paul could really go. That makes sense. And I think he has a no trade clause. So at this point, I think the Lakers are his only destination that he would want to go to. And it's just the, you know, 2K, the 2K gods and the NBA gods coming full circle. It's like, all right, we couldn't give you to the Lakers in your prom, but on the latter end, you could take them. It's fine. Whatever attracts more people. So that'll be, you know, I think that'll be his ideal destination. Lakers are just trying to figure things out. I'm really, now that I think about it, I'm kind of pissed that they have the fourth seed. Fourth seed shouldn't go to dysfunctional people. Don't mind me. I'm still salty that the Knicks got the 3 seed. Like, that 1 seed would have been, that would have been all the rage, man. All the rage. But with all that being said, you know, it's just, what are the Knicks going to do? Because, like I said, it's all about that Knick talk. And I'm nervous. Because I'm be honest with y'all. You're probably going to hate me. You're probably going to be like, John, what the hell are you talking about? If it comes down to free agency, I would take, you know, I would take Kemba and KD. Now, I only say that because I'm sure Kyrie would enjoy, you know, being in New York, playing here. But we need that go-to leader. And if he comes to New York without a KD or anybody like that, it's going to be Boston all over again, because it's going to be him leading younger guys with a veteran center. Al Horford was their veteran center. DeAndre Jones, our veteran center. It's like, it's going to be a little bit the same, and that defeats the purpose. Meanwhile, Kemba's led bad teams without, you know, much help around him. So if you get someone, you know, with Kemba and KD, that's a good look. You get Kemba and Jimmy, or you get Kemba and Kawhi. Who knows? But I feel like our ideal free agency would be to sign Kemba and KD. Now, the Lakers could throw a bet at Kyrie if they don't land CP, which I would. Like, I'm not gonna go for CP first. I'm gonna go for Kawhi. I'm gonna go for Kyrie first, because we obviously saw that he was a great, you know, he was a great addition to playing with LeBron James. Like, if you watch basketball, you can tell. Now, I don't know what the hell Ryan Hollins was talking about on First Take the other day, talking about he's a Batman and a Robin. You can't be both. You gotta be one or the other. Now, there's times where you'll take a back seat, but that's because you'll see somebody else flourishing. That doesn't make you a Robin. That just makes you a smart Batman. It's like, all right, cool. Like, this guy's cooking. Kyrie Irving, if he plays with LeBron James, he'll always be a Robin. There's nothing wrong with that when you're winning championships and going to finals. Now, if you're just going to the playoffs and you're a Robin and you're not going to next level, then all right, it's time for me to elevate my game. I.e. what Kawhi Leonard was with, you know, playing with Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, and, you know, Tim Duncan. Like, they were on the latter end of their career, but they were, you know, together they were a Batman, and Kawhi Leonard just had to come into his own. Once they left, he was like, yo, like, I need to, you know, take advantage of my team. I need to do what I have to do. So him going to Toronto, he's shown that he's a proven Batman. He can do that. Kyrie hasn't proven he can be a Batman. He's a bona fide Robin, which is nothing wrong with it as long as you're winning. You could be the go-to guy being a Robin, just know you're not the primary go-to guy. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. So I think, you know, from a Knicks perspective, talent-wise, it'll be great to have KD and Kyrie. Don't get me wrong. If we can get both those guys, that'll be the ideal person you can play with, you know, because KD's a Batman with a Robin personality, you know? Like, KD defers to Steph Curry. KD's the better player, but defers because he was like, yo, Steph, this your team, it's that third. Like, he defers a lot. If KD comes somewhere where he's the guy and you bring Kyrie and you make a trade for an Anthony Davis, there's nothing else to say. That team is set up to win. Win, win, win. But I don't want to sound like the typical delusional, you know, Knicks fans. Like, yo, this guy's crazy. AD, Kyrie, and KD? Yeah, John, listen, let me drive you upstate to the next loony bin, because you tripping. So I ain't tripping, man. I know what I'm talking about. I'm just saying. It must be nice. It would be nice. But anyway, so yeah, just, you know, with that whole perspective, it's like, all right, cool. Like, let's just be nicked about it, all right? Like, let's take RJ Barrett, because I see there's reports about grabbing other people, even grabbing Cam Reddish. No. Get RJ because he has the most trade value at the number 3 slot. I mean, oh, Jesus Christ. Look at me talking. We don't even have a 3 pick. Ugh. I mean, we do, but still. Damn it. I wish we didn't. Look at me trying to talk myself out of us having the 3 pick as if it's any higher. God damn it, man. I'm tight. Goddamn New Orleans and Memphis. Like, why the hell? Why would the NBA do that? Why wouldn't they rig it? All right, let me stop. I'm getting tight. I'm getting mad all over again. But anyway, yeah, let's take RJ. We could flip him for whoever. We could trade him to New Orleans, because Anthony Davis just met with David Griffin. The Brow said he still wants to get traded. So why not send him to the East? You only have to play him twice a year. It all works out. Make it happen, Captain. Make it happen. So we will see. Nick, I can't wait for the first day of free agency. That, like, I'm digging the NBA Finals. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a casual fan. I love basketball. I'm into NBA Finals full throttle. But like I said, I was on the Kawhi Leonard train. No nasty. I was on it. So unless y'all just getting on this, then you're not really invested. You just, like, you in the moment. But I was fully invested in this Kawhi Leonard. You know, I want to see the Warriors go down. I'm not. If it ain't the Knicks, I don't care about a dynasty. I've lived through the Bulls dynasty. I lived through the Lakers dynasty. I lived through the Spurs dynasty. If it ain't orange and blue, I don't want to see no more dynasties. I don't care. I lived through an era where LeBron James went to the finals 8 straight times. I do not care unless it's orange and blue. And I'm just being honest with you. Bars. I'm just saying. But that first day of free agency, You, man, I'm going to be on it. I cannot wait because the Knicks need to find something new. I don't want them to nick it up. And you're like, what are you talking about? Nick it up. Nick it up is a verb that when you think the Knicks can mess something up, they do. So they nick it. They nick it up. Hopefully they don't do that. Hopefully they don't let us down. Hopefully we figure it out and things go right. I just want things to go right for the first time. For the first time in Knick history, please. Just let things go the right way. Please. Basketball gods, hear my prayer. That's all I want. I just want things to go right for once. We already didn't get the first overall pick, so we're going to miss out on Zion Williamson. It's all right. That prayer wasn't answered, but I ask you to answer these prayers for free agency. Get us some top free agents. Get us KD, Lord. Get us Kyrie, Lord. Get us Kemba, Lord. Make Kawhi see that that Canada and their free healthcare ain't it. And make him come to New York, Lord. He'll have people in New York and Harlem start wearing New Balances. Trust me. That's just the type of culture they are. They be biting in Harlem. But we'll check it out. We'll see. We'll figure it all out. But until then, please, just keep me sane till then, and don't let the Knicks nick it up. Please. Please. that was a lot. That was a lot. I'm just thinking about it. But yeah, so like I said, NBA Finals tonight. Tip off is probably around like 9, so I'm gonna get ready for that. Gonna check in. Like I said, please like, subscribe, rate. Continue to listen. I appreciate everyone who's been listening. I appreciate all you guys' support. The views and listens have been going up, so that's so dope. Thank you for posting, for sharing, all those out there. Continue to do so. Like I said, if you want to follow my podcast, it's at Shoot the J Podcast on Instagram. And if you also want to follow my personal Instagram, it's number 2WO underscore JYZ. That's 2 J's, the number 2WO. Underscore JAYZ. Continue to like, continue to follow. You can catch Apple Podcasts on Google Play, Apple Podcasts. You catch it on the Anchor app. You catch it on Spotify. You catch it on Pocket Cast. All these different platforms you can catch Shoot the J Podcast. Make sure you tune in every week to catch a new episode with your host, John Jenkins. Until then, keep it locked. Definitely going to have a follow-up show after game one. Probably, I think 2 games will be in by the time the next show ends. So we'll be talking about how game one and game two went. You let me know in the comments below. Once again, let me know who you guys have winning the chip, how many games. And, you know, let's just see how we defer from the experts. Because Paul Pierce set the Raptors in 6 today. So you already know I'm over it. And then Stephen A. set the Warriors in 7. So I think last year was the first time Stephen A. Smith was right, picking the NBA Finals winner. Now, that was after like 7 straight wrong. So maybe he's on to something. Maybe the forces of the jinx between him and Paul Pierce will come together and make the Warriors lose. I hope Drake walks in today in a full Golden State Warriors outfit, and if they lose, I know it's real, but we'll see. But like I said, next show will be dropping after games 1 and 2, so make sure to tune in. Again, that's Shoot the J Podcast with your host, John Jenkins. Thanks again, and tune into next episode.